Hachette Audio presents A Thousand Miles from Nowhere. Written by John Gregory Brown. Read by Kevin T. Collins.
For Carrie, and for Olivia, Molly, and Walker. Tombstone for my pillow, fairground for my bed. Robert Pete Williams. Part 1. Let us agree that one of man's most beautiful postures is that of Saint Sebastian. Federico Garcia Lorca. Chapter 1. In Virginia, 3 days later, Henry Garrett finally saw it all on TV. He stopped at a motel on Route 29, somewhere north of Lynchburg, the dim outline of the Blue Ridge Mountains rising behind the motel's dusty gray brick walls, and the short, round Indian woman behind the counter, her painted fingernails adorned with glitter, took a look at the address Henry had printed on the registration card, pushed back toward him the three crumpled $20 bills he'd placed on the counter, and said, "You will stay here with our compliments, Mr. Garrett. You will stay as long as you would like to stay. You have lost everything, yes?"
"Just tonight," Henry said. "Tomorrow."
But the woman reached across the counter and touched his arm. Her fingernails, a pale blue beneath the glitter, gently grazed his skin as she took her hand away.
"With our compliments, Mr. Garrett," she said. "Tonight, tomorrow, as long as you would like to be our guest, we cannot do so much, but this we can do. You have lost everything, yes?"
Everything? Henry thought. He considered the word. Had he lost everything? Again, though, the woman didn't wait for Henry. She swept around the counter, confidently hoisted his canvas bag, and led him out the office door, her red and orange sari glowing like a torch in the dim light of the parking lot. The motel appeared to be empty, unoccupied, Henry thought, as if it were a foreign land, but she led him down the line of rooms to the last one.
"Two windows, front and side," she said. "Much nicer for you than the others."
Inside the room, the woman switched on the light, pointed out the coffee pot on the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?